Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I'm Danae Gibson. I'm from the Joy Chicks Talking Footy team, and I am so pleased to be joined in this broadcast by Shelley Ware from the Show.
I'm thrilled so excited to be here. It's so exciting.
And now we have a couple of guests because we just handball and move and shepherd
and look at them go.
And senior lecturer in sport event management and ethics and social policy and sport.
I'm the deputy dean of the College of Sport and Exercise Science now.
Wow.
Hey, all right. Well, I promise we did do some research, but it's obviously not up to first class honours standards.
You did say now, so is it a new role?
I've been in the role for 2 years, and I'm a professor as well.
We need to get you a Twitter account.
So you've moved from associate professor to professor?
You said senior lecturer, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah, let's just go with awesome. So Caroline Simons, thank you. And Ryan? Yes, good. And you've got your Proud to Play T-shirt on as well. So let's talk about Caroline being an authority, and maybe we'll just go straight to asking you questions about your research area and what you've most recently released that is so important to the LGBTI community.
Well, there's three main studies that I've been involved with or led. Was Come Out to Play in 2010, and that was the first major study on the LGBT sport experience.
I've read parts of that, and that I remember that being quite groundbreaking in terms of being accessible in the mainstream.
Yes, well, thanks to Jason Ackermanis, who wrote an interesting article the morning of the launch of that report. We had every single media outlet, all the television shows, etc., there at the launch, because Rodney Eade was also part of the launch and supporting the message of the report. So we got the research out in a very big way, and we actually managed to make some policy change. So it was for the first time ever recognising LGBT people in the Australian National Policy Agenda for sport. And it was a catalyst for the Fair Go Sport Project, which was the first funded project in addressing homophobia and promoting sexuality and gender diversity in sport. And then in 2014, I was involved or led the research called Equal Play, which was on the PE and sport experiences of same-sex attracted and gender-diverse young people from the age of 14 to 22. Mm-hmm. And then I was involved with the groundbreaking 2015 research Out on the Fields, which was the first international study on homophobia in team sports, and we had all the English-speaking countries of the world with team sports involved in that. There was nearly 10,000 participants, and Australia had a very big sample of 3,000.
10,000, that's a big field, isn't it?
Big research study.
And the first in its international.
That's right.
Yeah. And what were the key findings of that? Because I don't think they're going to be good news. I've read the summary.
Mm. Well, the Out on the Fields, really, you know, the findings were that homophobia is still very prevalent in sport. 80% reported experiencing it. We also asked them, is team sports, do you find your perception of team sports more homophobic than society? And I think there was 70% said that their perception of it was. We also found that youth sports, it was quite a challenging environment for young people. Equal play, same thing. PE in particular was a challenging environment, verbal homophobia being one of the main problems, more so than in community sports. So PE, and that's compulsory, so and that's also where young people learn about being physically active, engaging in sport and loving, you know, sport as a lifelong physical activity. So a lot of queer youth probably getting turned off in that environment, so that's important to address.
Well, I'm a school teacher as well, as working on Marlbrook, and we have a real issue with language that children use at school, and so I think that when they go to use language in the not so nice way, we have massive conversations about that, and I think the language that is in children's minds that is okay to use, I think that's a shift that needs to happen too. And how important is the continued study?
look, it's very important, and I suppose taking up what you were just talking there as well is educating and assisting teachers to effectively intervene in that language. And with PE, I think that there's also a generational issue, that there's a lot of young PE-trained teachers coming in that, you know, I know with the cohort that we have in our college being educated as teachers, we're very strong on inclusive practices and being aware of sexuality and gender diversity.
Absolutely.
But when they get to school, quite often they're not as supported. So safe schools programs and Fair Go Sport programs, really important in helping that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Ryan, are you proudly wearing a bright pink t-shirt, proud to play?
Work, Ryan.
Hashtag creating proud champions. I know a little bit about that, but can you share some more?
So I'm currently a PhD student at Victoria Uni. I look at diversity in junior sport. One of the key findings from our research is the fact that sexuality does not get talked about. So in youth populations, and the idea you were talking about safe spaces. So one of the contributions from our PhD is we've recently set up a not-for-profit, which basically is trying to get more young people into sport, exercise, physical activity. The research has identified that young people especially don't perceive sporting environments to be safe. So what we try and do is to create inclusive opportunities and then pathways so that they can go into sporting clubs. They can have the same opportunities as every other young person.
What sort of pathways?
So the pathways are, for example, making sure the young people, for example, AFL, they might never have perceived that they would do it because of environment. So if they start to enjoy AFL, they could then go to a club. A lot of sporting clubs. Yeah. So a lot of grassroots clubs, which are run by volunteers, they might not know how to accommodate for diverse populations. So we work with clubs to try and educate and to make sure that they're okay with
using the right language, making sure that the kids feel safe and that the other children are educated as well.
Yeah, because there's a lot of pressure on volunteers. Volunteers are the bedrock of our sporting landscape, and when they're asked to do certain things around diversity policies, a lot of them might not be sure about them, they might not understand them. So it's making sure that they are supported and education, exactly.
Education is just the key to everything.
Exactly.
When we're talking about homophobia and young people, fear of participation or fear of being a spectator, which is what your research has found, that young people are frightened to get involved or to watch sports. It has to be education that breaks down fear, isn't it?
Now Ryan, you talked about children feeling safe. I had a young boy that he had expressed to me that he was gay, and we're talking in grade 3, and some of the children were being quite revolting towards him. And so I just talked about how my husband loves his friends, and I talked about how my husband will kiss his friends with hello, and it was to the whole class, and all the boys were sort of looking at me like they hadn't seen their dads kiss other men, and it was so, but it changed the whole classroom, and he came up to me afterwards and said, so I actually just love them. I'm not in love with them, and they keep thinking I'm in love with them, but I just love them. And I think, you know, people can get a bit squishy on that sort of thing too. You know, not everyone's that irresistible, I keep telling you.
And it's having those conversations, which is fantastic. Events like this, it makes a common interest and people can talk about it. Yeah. Even youth clubs and sports clubs, it just isn't getting talked about. So anything we can do to encourage that conversation and have those things, and it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. And you were at the Pride round with the local football today as well, weren't you?
Wonderful.
Yes, so St Kilda Netball Football Club had, off their own accord, had their own Pride Shield, and they did that exactly off their own accord. It wasn't
brilliant.
Asked
Kids
for them,
amazing.
And it was fantastic.
And I was at the Jason Ball's organised Yarra Glen event as well. So the more that happens in that area, I know hockey has the Pride Cup. So these events are really important in raising visibility and opening up the conversations and awareness, as well as giving a really clear message to LGBT people that they're fully included.
100%.
So, the awesome Caroline Simons, Professor and Deputy Dean, and Ryan Storr, thank you for coming and chatting with us. It's been awesome. We need that information to start those conversations and share that education. So, here we are at the Docklands, and the scores are pretty close. This is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne. between the St Kilda Saints and the Sydney Swans. Shelley Ware, thank you so much
for
coming
for having me.
And being a part of this half hour. It's just flown by.
Being part of history when it's being made, it's wonderful. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.